Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. 20 minutes after the hour, it's great pleasure to welcome to the Lars Larson Show Secretary of Homeland Security Tom Ridge. Secretary Ridge, how are you?
Lars, I'm doing just fine. Nice to join you in the audience this afternoon.
Great to have you on. The last time I saw you was at the White House Radio Day a few months ago. You had big news for America today.
Well, actually, we just used the opportunity today to remind America that there is some continues to be credible reporting that, and that's important. The sources we believe we're very comfortable to say they're credible that talk about Al Qaeda targeting the democratic process this year, based on their experience, or at least the conclusion they drew from the experience in Madrid, the possibility of altering or influencing the electoral process. I think they'd miscalculated horribly if they would, but fact of the matter is there's a lot of discussion about attacking the United States to influence the process. And again, there are a lot of things we are have done and continue to do that are permanent improvements that we can sustain that really will make it more difficult for them to attack us, but there's still a lot of work to do. We've made a lot of progress, a lot more to be done.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure that there are good reasons not to be too specific even about things you do know about, but when you mention the electoral process, people are going to immediately think of the two conventions. Does that mean that, we should anticipate that those are the things they're targeting, or that there may be something else?
Well, there is absolutely, and I need to say this unequivocally, there's absolutely no intelligence that says they would target the conventions. And frankly, I previously designated those as national special security events. So not only the convention sites, but the cities of Boston and New York, because of the enormous cooperation with the governors and the mayors of both cities, will have unprecedented security at both those venues during the course of the convention. No, I just think that they, from what we've been able to glean from different reporting sources, we view that the threat, the indication of their desire or their intent to cover the entire electoral period and perhaps as far as up to the inauguration.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you mentioned that they're misreading America. I guess I may be like you that if Al-Qaeda attacked this country, I wouldn't expect anything but the public, if there was a reaction at all, to be more even more concerned about waging a war on terrorism and perhaps tilt more toward the Bush-Cheney ticket instead of Edwards and Kerry.
Well, they certainly would in my judgment, at least, I think America would respond in a way that they've always responded before, and that's as one and rise up against the attackers, and how that would play itself out in the course of the election would remain to be seen. But I think if they somehow think that we would draw troops from Afghanistan or Iraq, or would change how we go about trying to prevent, detect, and deter those attacks at home, they would be sadly mistaken.
We just heard the commissioner. I think it's Commissioner Kelly in New York. We carried part of his news conference live where he's talking about the additional security for New York. How do you go about guarding a place where, as I understand the numbers, for instance, Penn Station has a quarter of a million people pass through it on a daily basis? You can't screen that number of people, can you?
We won't screen everyone, and I'm not going to tell you everything we're going
sure.
to do, but there's some of the things that are that people do need to know. Number one, first of all, the city of New York historically has handled large protests and demonstrations and major events, and there's nobody in the country, I think, that is any more sophisticated in terms of their planning and their operations. They literally have 40,000 policemen on the streets. There'll be additional law enforcement personnel from the federal government and throughout agencies within units within our department and elsewhere. There'll be plainclothesmen out there. There'll be uniformed police. There'll be technology and visible signs of technology. There'll be other signs that won't be so visible to the public and to the conventioners and everybody else. And we have a very specific program to deal with the use of that facility simultaneous with a convention. We're in the business of managing the risk. We can't shut the city down. We don't want to ever shut the country down. But there are some meaningful, comprehensive things that we worked out with the transit authority and with the mayor that involve people and technology that we think substantially reduce the risk of an incident using the transit system.
Two other pieces of news today that I'd like you to you know, tell us how they juxtapose. One is the removal from Iraq of two million? It's a large quantity of uranium. And at the same time, you discussing at the news conference today that you held these new radiological detectors the size of a pager for picking up even small trace signals or trace amounts of radiation coming from something like that.
Well, the simultaneous events, the public discussion of those events is coincidental. But we do know, based on reporting, and we believe, and I believe this every fiber of my body, that if these terrorists had a capacity to build, to steal, to buy, or somehow get their hands on a nuclear weapon, they would use it. And I also think it'd probably be easier for them to, we all believe it'd be easier for them to make a radiological device. And there is some technology that we have at our ports of entry, at our borders, and they're almost, they're small handheld radiological detectors. We have literally hundreds and hundreds of them deployed. We're ordering more, and in the months ahead, we're just going to distribute them in the major urban areas and then train people on how to use them.
Well,
against the possibility
right.
Of the use of a dirty bomb.
One item of that, and, I'm not interested in having you give away something that,
right.
that you can't, but you're not going to do that.
Right.
But we hear stories, and I worry... I want to separate urban legend from fact, but
right.
I hear stories about somebody going in for a routine medical test where they inject somebody with a radiological compound that's used for testing, and then he's driving home from the hospital and gets pulled over by the police, and you say, wow, if our detection systems are that good, that he was pulled over because of something like that. But I don't know how much of that is urban legend and how much of it is real technology out there in the field helping to keep America safe.
Well, the technology is pretty good. I don't think... That it's good enough to suggest that the individual that just had the radioactive isotope somehow used in terms of a diagnostic would be a point of an investigation. But the bottom line is that these detectors are the best technology available. It's our job to use the best technology available. Frankly, we are investing millions of dollars to upgrade even this technology. But we have something on the shelf that can help us, and it's our job to get it out around the country that could help us detect the possibility of enough radiological material. You need quite a bit of medical waste, I mean, more than would ever be injected into a single individual, but quite a bit of medical waste, radioactive medical waste, in order to create a dirty bomb.
We're talking to Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge. What do you want Americans to do at this point?
Americans, in my experience for the past 2.5 years, given the globalization of news and information, are quite aware that the terrorism threat is an international one, and I think they understand we're the primary target. And all we're asking Americans to do is to use their common sense, use their eyes in their ears, report suspicious activity, and then go about the business of enjoying the summer, going to work, dealing with a family. But we know that a vigilant America is a safer America. And there's hardly a day that doesn't go by when some thoughtful person using some common sense and making an observation that is troubling based on their common sense reports it, and then the local law enforcement community, the FBI, follows it up. There have been very good leads that have been given to us by Americans, not spying on their neighbors, just using their common sense and their instincts and keeping their eyes and ears alert to things that are different, that are unusual, that are odd, that may be somehow connected to potential terrorist activity.
Secretary Ridge, it's a great pleasure to have you.